like to take the opportunity to thank Pastor Akui and Pastor James for giving me the opportunity to share the Word of God tonight. And can you do something tonight? Open your heart and listen with your heart. And allow God to speak to your heart tonight. Amen. The ushers are in the aisle tonight. If you need a Bible, you forgot to bring one. We've got Bibles here that we want to lend to you tonight. If you can return it after, if you need one, they're here. We've got ones here for you. And if you need translation tonight, we'll have to open up Mirfa Luina Nanasa more. Well, praise God for another great night. You know, King David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. I mean, I'd rather be in the house of God. Rather be in the presence of... There is no better place to be than in the presence of the Lord. Because the Bible says in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. There's no sadness in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Akui's been talking about being led by the Spirit of God, and God communicates to us by His Spirit to our spirit. Now, how important is that? Very, very important. I was thinking about, you know, the first time we went to a place that we've never been before. Anybody ever been to a place that you've never been before? Right? You don't know the place. You don't know your way around the place. So you will ask for somebody who knows the place to show you around. Is that right? And many times you will ask for a map. And that map will give you some guide and some direction on how to go about finding your ways in the place that you've never been before. And you can kind of put your trust, depending on who's going to guide you, you kind of put your trust on those people to give you the right directions. And, you know, find your place to your hotel and McDonald's and all that. I was thinking the Lord kind of reminded me that we are kind of like that in this world. The Bible says, although we are in the world, yet we are not of this world, which means this is not our home. Well, how can you find your way around in this world? Well, the world is getting darker and darker, and in this world, it's a lot of evil all around. How can you find your way around? How do you know what is right to do, which way to take? Well, we have God who knows the end from the beginning. God who knows everything about everything, right? And He can guide us and He can lead us. Pastor Vahe was talking, quoting from Psalms, reading from Psalms, how He is a good shepherd. We have everything we need and He leads us. He leads us to green pastures. Hallelujah. He make you lie down and He leads us besides still waters. Now the water is still flowing, but it's not like rushing waters and a lot of noises. This is the picture of peace. Still water, peace. You can almost hear birds and everything drops on the floor. You can peace, peaceful. And that's the spirit that God has given us. And God will lead us by His Spirit to our spirit, speaking to our spirit, and that's why we need this. If He knows everything about everything, do you know everything about everything? Do you want somebody who knows everything about everything to lead you and guide you? Yes, and that's why it is so important what we're talking about. Because too oftentimes we are led by external things. We are led by our five senses. We are led by what we think we know. We are led by our well-educated mind. Well, you know the end of that. Is that right? Many times on this side, you go, man, I should not have done that. Man, I should not have taken that route. When the Spirit of God was already leading you not to, and we all make mistakes. Is that right? And the Spirit of God is here in us. If you're born again, it's already in you. And tonight, if you're not born again, tonight is the night for you to be born again and have the Spirit of God this very moment, this very night, come into your heart and be the one leading you. Praise the Lord. Now go with me to Proverbs 20, Proverbs chapter 20. So how is God going to communicate to us? By his spirit, to our spirit, our born again spirit. Proverbs 20, 27. Proverbs 20, 27. It says, the spirit of man, the what of man? Spirit. Not the brain of man, not the flesh and all its desires. It says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Not the outward parts, the inward parts. Now, when he says inward parts, he's not talking about the hidden organs on the inside. He is talking about the core of your being, the spirit man, the man whom Peter says, the hidden man of the heart. You cannot see that man with these natural eyes. And that man is expressed through this physical body. Now, before I go on, anybody here know what are you? You are a spirit. You're not the brain. Because so many people believe we are the brain. No, no, no. The brain is a physical organ just like this physical body. And what the brain does, it helps express what your mind is thinking on. Just like this flesh, this body, God gave us this body to express what we have on the inside. Anybody ever heard or hear anybody say, I love you? And it was just words. Married women, married men, single ladies, single men that are dating. Ever heard anybody say, I love you? And it was just words. And you know those are empty words. But the moment those words comes from the real you, which is a spirit, guess what? You can tell it. Why? Because it's coming from here and it's hitting the same part of you. It's coming from the heart and it's hitting your heart. And that's where you go, yeah, I love you too. Is that right? Does this make sense? It's not hitting here. It's hitting here. The same part. And so when God communicates to you, he's going to do it through that same line of communication, if you will. The spirit to you, the spirit. John says, God is spirit. And if we were created in his image and in his likeness, then what are we? If God is spirit, he created us, then we are spirit. Many times you hear people say, I'm a body, soul, and spirit. Wrong. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in the body. You live in this body. This body is a physical house. How many of you have used the glove? Some of you have not. Which planet you're all from? Anybody ever used the glove before? Yes. Well, that glove right there is like this physical body. You put it up there, it's not doing anything. But the moment your hand goes into it, now the glove becomes a living being. Now the gloves can now move because you've got your hand in it. Yes. Right? And when your hand comes out, it's like a dead body. The Bible talks about our physical body as an earthly tent. That's why you shouldn't be afraid of dying. If you're a spirit, you never die. Spirit don't die. The part of you that die is what? It's the body. The body. You know those people, our relatives that have gone before us? They are very much alive today. Very much alive today. They're not dead. Their body is, but the real them are alive. And depending on what they believe and say about Jesus, they're alive in different places. You all know that? How many of you remember the story of Lazarus and the rich man? They were all alive here on the earth, and one day both die. And guess what? The rich man recognized Lazarus, but yet their body is in the grave, together with their brain decaying in the grave. That people says that we are a brain. No. And so, all that to say this, when we are spirits. And so when God wants to lead you and communicate with you and give you directions and give you answers, it's not going to be happening through our brain, or it's not going to give it to us through this body. He's going to give it to us through your spirit, because you are a spirit. And so right here it says what? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Belly. Inward parts of the belly. The core of our being. You know, Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man, that's the body, what happens to the outward man? Perish. But the inward man, that's the hidden man, that's the core of your being, the inward man is renewed day by day. So there is an outward man. Are you? This handsome outward man you're looking at. Outward man. There is an outward man. Also, there is an inward man. Inward man. Outward man, inward man. Let me read Proverbs from a different translation. The WEB says, the spirit of man is Yahweh's lamp, searching all his innermost parts. The Complete Jewish Bible says, the human spirit, not the human body, the human spirit is the lamp of Adonai. It searches one's innermost being. So your spirit is what God is going to use to illuminate you, to enlighten you. So it is very important to distinguish reasoning, knowledge from revelation. Reasoning is off the mind. Revelation is off the heart. Just like faith is not knowledge, faith is not mind, faith is off the heart. Knowledge is off the mind. Is that right? And we cannot trust God with this. We trust God with the heart. I said we trust God with our heart. Romans says what? With the heart, man believes. Not with the mind, man believes. With the heart, man believes. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust. I look up the word trust in the English dictionary, and it says firm belief in the reliability, truth, or ability of someone. Man, trust means firm belief in the reliability. Is God reliable? Not only it says firm belief in the reliability, but also the truth. Is he the God of truth? But if he's the God of truth, his spirit is also known as the spirit of truth. There's no lie in him. Now, why is this so important? So many people are being led by lies, not being led by the truth. And ability. Does God have ability? Yeah, the Bible says he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. He's able. He's reliable. He's the truth. And he says, trust. Trust the Lord with how much of your heart? Now, he didn't say trust the Lord with your mind. Trust the Lord with your intellect. Trust the Lord with all of your heart. Anybody, some of the people here know, you know, there's a guy who wrote a song. He says, in the corner of my heart, there is love. Anybody ever heard that song before? He says here, don't love God with the love in the corner of your heart. He said, trust the Lord with all of your heart. Now, why is this so important? Because here's the thing, many people trust this. Now, this trust also has the idea of relying on? What are you relying on? What are you leaning on? Many people are leaning on what? Their ability to do things. They're leaning on someone else's advice. They're leaning on someone else's smartness and all that. But he says, lean or put all your trust, all your heart in the Lord. Why? He's reliable. He's the truth. He is able. Put all your trust, or trust the Lord with all your heart, and then he tells us what not to trust. Lean not on your understanding. Now, he's not saying don't use it. He says don't lean on it. Use it when it comes to decision making. Don't rely on it. Why? It's not reliable. Not reliable. He says lean on the God who's reliable, who's able, who's the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lean not on your understanding. And he says, in all of your ways, all of it, acknowledge him. Acknowledge what? Acknowledge that he is the God who knows everything about everything. And I will trust you today. And I will lean on you today. And I will rely on you today to lead and guide me. And what happens when you, when all your ways you acknowledge him? He shall direct your path. How is he going to do that? His spirit to your spirit. His spirit to your spirit. You will never go wrong putting your trusting in God. You will never miss out. And you will never miss it putting your trust in the Lord. The Bible says nobody has believed God and trust God and come short. Meaning God has not shamed anybody that put their trust in him. Never happened, never will. God is not going to start with you tonight. It has never happened since the dawn of time that somebody put their trust in God and God leads them and arrive at the right place at the right time. It might not look okay in the eyes and the understanding, but they trust God and obey God. Thank you, Lord. So can you see the big difference between understanding and our spirit? He says what? Trust him with what? With your heart, the hidden man, the real you, and don't rely on your understanding. Now, most of the church world doesn't know what we're talking about tonight. There is confusion because people lump together heart, spirit, soul, and body as the same thing, but they are not the same. You'll hear people say soul, okay, he must be talking about the spirit. Now, because of the word King James, those words are translated 27 different ways, but soul and spirit are not the same. Suke is the Greek for soul, and pneuma is the Greek for spirit. Two different words, not the same. So spirit of man is what the Lord is going to use to illuminate you, to enlighten you. What part? The spirit, your born-again spirit. Now, Romans 8:14, you guys are right tonight. Romans 8:14. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Led by who? The Spirit of God. Now, let me read this from different translations. The Philip says, all who follow the leading of God's Spirit are God's own sons. The Weiss translation, for as many are being constantly led by God's Spirit, These are the sons of God. So people that are continually following or always follow the leading of the Spirit, he says, these are the sons of God. Now, the Spirit of God is already in you. If you're born again, you are the son of God. And what you need to do now is develop your hearing. Come up in your hearing. When he says something, don't override it. Hear it, listen, and follow. Thank you, Lord. There are a thousand of things that will try to lead and direct us. And we must discipline ourselves not to be externally led. We are so good being externally led. Oh, I don't feel, then we do it. Oh, I feel, we do it. When my head says, we follow that. Right? But I need to touch it. I need to feel it. If I don't feel it, if I don't touch it, then no. We're so good at that. We've been well trained to be led by these things. Led by feelings. Led by external things. We need to discipline ourselves not to. But discipline ourselves to be led internally. Now, when I say internally, I'm not talking about those hidden organs, okay? I'm talking about the what? The core of your being. You know, when you're about to do something, there is that not quite right kind of sense inside. We're talking about marriage and a family. If it ain't right, if it ain't quite, it ain't right. If in doubt, throw them out. No. There's this slightly in there means what? Don't you do it. But yeah, okay, let's go ahead. Because you don't want to offend people. Yeah, because you don't want them to be mad. No. If it's, even if they're offended, who are you supposed to be following? Them or here? Who's more important? God. And he knows the heart of man that you don't. Anybody here has the ability to see another person's heart? No. But he does. Hallelujah. So, what happens when you don't follow what the Holy Spirit is showing us, we will only bring harm to ourselves. We hurt ourselves because we're not listening and follow his leading. So like I said, you can never go wrong or miss it or miss out trusting God, following his leading. Verse 14, back to verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Notice, the Spirit of God bears witness with what part of you? Your spirit, not your intellect. Your spirit. Listen to some different translations. The Amplifier says, the Spirit himself thus testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. The New Living says, for his Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts, not deep in our mind, in our hearts, and tells us that we are God's children. The Philippians says, the Spirit himself endorses our inward conviction that we really are the children of God. If you want to be sure, every time you say, I'm a child of God, guess what? There will be another witness. And it will be the Spirit of God. He will go, yeah, you are the Son of God. The Western says, the Spirit himself is constantly bearing joint testimony with our human spirit that we are God's children. Constantly bearing joint testimony with your spirit, not with our, your spirit. Everybody say, my spirit. So how are we going to receive this leading that's coming from God? The direction that comes from God? His spirit to your spirit. Always follow what's inside you. Follow that. Even if it doesn't seem right in your head, this is always right. The Spirit of God leading you is always right. Hallelujah. Follow that. Don't override it. So we're not supposed to be led by reasoning or by logic or by demographics or by statistics or by goosebumps. Feel all that. I think we must do it. No. We're supposed to be led by the witness on the inside. You should look for that witness. If there's no witness, we're not moving. If there's no witness, the answer is no. If there's no witness, I'm not investing in that. If there's no witness, I am not signing that contract. Are you with me? If there's no witness, I am not selling this. Or I'm not buying that. Oh, but the money is so great. No, look for the what again? Look for the witness. It might look good on the outside in your eyes, but he knows the right price. He knows the right money that you should have. Because you didn't know their heart. Maybe you should have a lot more than what they're trying to bring to you. But the witness on the inside will help you. And you will never go wrong. You might turn around and your mind says, what are you doing? That was a good... The Holy Spirit, no, that wasn't. That wasn't. Thank you, Lord. And maybe a few months down the road, somebody comes and the Holy Spirit, take it. Now, you signed it. Based on what again? Based on that witness. Based on the leading that is on the inside of you. That's why I say, trust the Lord with all here. Not here, here. To make the right decision. Praise God. Now here's the thing. The devil is a spirit. We all know that, right? Evil spirits are spirits. Are they real? A few yeses. Are this thing real? Is there a devil? Because some people say, there's no devil. Are you sure? Because Peter thought there wasn't a devil. Jesus said, Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Because Satan, he thought there was no such thing as Satan. He said, Satan is waiting right there to shift you like wheat. And he didn't know it until when the girl says, hey, aren't you one of them? No, I don't know the man. Anybody remember the story? And he said, and one guy said, hey, your language tells us that you're from. No. I mean, until what Jesus told him happens. And then if you read Peter, he says, brothers and sisters, be sober. Be vigilant. Now he finds out there is a devil. Be sober. Be vigilant for your adversary, the devil. Where did he found out that? The day he got tempted. Be sober. Be vigilant for your adversary. There is a devil. I'm telling you, there is a devil. And he is looking for those Christians that whom he may... Man, if we could look into the spirit realm, we see some Christians going, the devil's going, that he may devour. There is a devil, and there are evil spirits, and these are real, and just because they are real doesn't mean they are God. They're real, and they can do some things. Even the devil, the Bible says, he comes, he can transform into what? An angel of light. Well, how do you know he's the devil? He is not going to sound like the Bible. He's never going to sound like this book, But the Holy Spirit is going to sound exactly like the book, because he's the one who wrote the book. And so just because these things are real doesn't mean they are God. Not everything that is spiritual and real is God. And it doesn't matter if tonight angels appear tonight and sing a song. If one thing they do is outside of this word, guess what we're going to do? We're going to rebuke it. We're going to command it to leave this place. Why? They are not of God. Yet they're real. Yet they're real. So the most religious being in the world is the devil. And he will convince you that he and his are from God. He's not going to come to you with a red suit and with a big old fork and say, hey, I'm the devil. No. He's going to disguise himself. And even he's going to use scriptures. Did you know the devil can quote scriptures? He did it with Jesus. He manipulated the scriptures. So just because these things are real does not mean it's God. Verse 16 says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So you and I need to be able to recognize our own spirit, because the Spirit of God is going to communicate to us through our spirit. And if we don't know that we are spirit and be able to put our finger and recognize our own spirit, then we are at great disadvantage in hearing from God. Because God is not going to talk to you through your head. He's not going to talk to you through these ears. He's going to talk to you through your spirit, through your inner man. And that's why many have resorted to hearing other ways and try to find and hear God externally, looking for this and looking for that feeling, try to hear with these physical ears. And this is dangerous because the devil is out here and he can do things. That's why it's so dangerous to I want to hear a voice. I want to hear a voice. Lord, I want to hear a voice. You guess what? The devil can do stuff. And you might think it's the Lord, but it's not. That's why we're not led externally. Everybody say, I'm not led externally. You are supposed to be led internally. You're supposed to be led internally. Now back up to verse 15. Is this okay tonight? Verse 15 says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. What kind of spirit? And what will this spirit bring? Fear. How many people, and okay, how many of us, just going back, have done things out of fear? You were led by fear. Fear that people will offend. You might offend them. Fear that you might miss something. And so instead of being following what was inside you, you were doing things out of this fear. Afraid. Well, that is never the Holy Spirit. He says he did not give us that kind of spirit that will bring fear. Pressure. If there is pressure and if there is fear, know this tonight, that is never the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God is the Spirit of peace. Hallelujah. Peace that surpasses this person, this guy right here. The knowledge that surpasses understanding. What do you mean by that? I mean, you're going, I don't understand that. You want me to do what? It surpasses that. Your mind is going, no. But the Spirit, no, go move. Keep moving. Keep going that direction. And so before we respond to the Holy Spirit, we have to recognize him. You know, Pastor V read from John, how he says, my spirit, my sheep, hears my voice. A voice of a stranger, they will not follow. I'm reminding right now of they did some kind of test the man who owns a sheep farm, and the sheep are familiar with this man's voice. So they brought out about five people, and then they start doing things and maybe call out some things, and the sheep never moved until the owner came out. And when they heard the voice of the owner, they start coming. His sheep, know his voice. And the voice of a stranger, they, his sheep, will not follow. Why? It's strange to you. It's not familiar to you. It brings fear and pressure and this push, hurry, push. But the voice of God is peace. It brings comfort. Hallelujah. So we need to know him. We must get to know him. Now, we got acquainted with him when we got born again, but this doesn't mean we know much about him. We must grow up in us knowing him, knowing what kind of person he is, what he likes, and what he does not. That's the knowing I'm talking about. Not knowing his name, just knowing his name. No, that knowing where you know him, you know his will, you know what he likes, you know what he does not like. Amen. And when we do that, then we are growing in our knowledge, in our knowing of him. And we must do this with our children. The moment they grow, we need to win them off to the Holy Spirit. Because in a short amount of time, they are going to need things we cannot provide. And we cannot produce. They are going to need answers we may never be able to give them. And not only that, you and I, you know, we can slip out of our body quickly, and then they've got the whole lifetime to live. They need to know and learn how to stand on their two feet and trust and believe God for themselves. When do they need? They need to know it now. That will save them some heartaches and some headaches down the road. They need to trust God. Show them who to marry. Show them what way to take, left or right. Hallelujah. So as soon as you can, win them over to the Lord. And we can help and believe for them and teach them how to believe God. Believe God for themselves. And this is the good time to do that. The Bible says, train them, bring them up in the way they should go. And this is one of the ways they should go. What? What way? Learn to listen for the voice of God on the inside. Praise the Lord. So he says that he has not given us, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. One of the ways you can tell is the enemy is that he pushes and pushes and pushes you, try to get you to get mad. Anybody ever experienced that before? Get you to get mad, get you to yield to your flesh and its desires, push you to say something that you shouldn't say, and lash out. This is the enemy. This is not God. I'll tell you one more time. This is not the Spirit of God. Even if scriptures are associated with all this pushing, this is not the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. This is the reason why it's not going to push you to say something that you shouldn't say. Go ahead, say it. You deserve it. No. You all okay tonight? We have not received this kind of spirit. Okay, if we have not received this, what kind of spirit have we received? Well, let's continue the verse. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received what kind of spirit? Spirit of adoption. Glory to God. Did you know that you and I do not deserve any of this? Because we were not part of the covenant. We were outsiders. We are called in the Bible Gentiles, not Jews. Gentiles. But because of the love of God, that you sent Jesus to pay for all of our sins, that now we are adopted into the family of God. And adoption makes you feel that you belong. The spirit of adoption makes you feel comfortable. Glory to God. Make you feel like this is my home. I feel welcome here. Now, I used the illustration, you know, when we were sinners before Christ, we always like to sit at the back. Anybody remember those days? No, you come in, you gotta, oh, you feel like you don't belong here. And if somebody says, come to the front, you go, oh, that's too holy for me. I'll just sit right here. Is that right? Anybody know that? Remember that? You feel ashamed. Why? It's too holy in here. You don't feel belong in it. But the moment you accept Jesus, that spirit of God, the spirit of adoption, makes you feel, oh, yeah. In the front? Yeah, I'll come in the front. Hallelujah. Makes you feel like this is your home. Makes you feel like you belong here. So this is the kind of spirit that we have received. The spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Abba, Father. This is the kind of spirit we have received, not the spirit that would bring bondage and fear, but the spirit of adoption who makes us comfortable, the spirit of peace. And this is who we should be looking for. Not outside, looking for this peace. Looking for the spirit of adoption, the spirit that makes you feel welcome, makes you feel comfortable. Glory to God. So how can we get right? Well, I'm going too fast. So let the Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. So what kind of spirit are we looking for? We're looking for the I belong here. I am comfortable here. Daddy is holding my hand sense. Not only the spirit of God here, the spirit of adoption makes you feel welcome, but also the spirit of God reveals that God is not just your God, but he is Daddy. And he's holding your hand. And he's not going to let you go. Then the Bible says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes you feel like God is so far, but he's not. How is he not, you know, not leaving us? His spirit is in you. And wherever you go, he goes. And here's the thing. You are never alone. Now, you might be alone in a room, but that does not mean you are alone. You are with somebody. He is the creator of the universe. And he's living inside you. So wherever you go, you are with somebody. Somebody whom the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the world. So you are never alone. And when there are feelings that come and say, well, I'm lonely. No, you're not alone. You need to lift up your head and say, no, I am not alone. I am with my daddy. Daddy is with me. Daddy is here right now in the room. And when you feel that you just rebuke that, no, I resist you. No, I've got God in me. In this lifetime, if you're born again, you are never alone. Say it with me, I'm never alone. I'm with my daddy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So again, verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now notice verse 15 helps us to identify the witness. Who is the witness? The spirit of adoption. And what kind of spirit is this coming from? It's the spirit of our Father, the spirit of adoption, the spirit of liberty, the spirit of, it's not the spirit of fear or timidity, but power, love, and a sound mind. Now, people might say, well, you need to know. No, you do not need to know. We just need to have a witness on the inside. Hallelujah. And that's all you need, a witness, a witness. Now, so how can you get it right every time? We need to acknowledge God. He is perfect, and always makes the right decision. Not how much you know and how much I know and how much we study. No, that's how we miss it. When we rely on how much we know, that's when we miss it, we miss it, we miss it. But rely on the leading or the witness that is in your heart. Look for that. If you're unsure, don't do anything. Don't move too quickly. Look for the peace, the spirit of adoption inside. Look for that witness on the inside. Glory to God. You will never miss it. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Now, you don't need a reason not to do things. You need a witness to do it. You don't need a reason not to do things. You need a witness not to do it. Well, that's a great opportunity. Oh, that's a great price. Great this or great that. This is not enough to make the right. If it's enough, then the Bible would have said, be led by opportunities. Be led by feelings. Be led by prices. Be led by what we know and all that. It is not enough to make the right decision. That's why we people of God must and supposed to be led by the Spirit of God and only by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You know, I thought of a story. There was a lady, one minister told a story. She had a witness early in the morning not to go shop from this one shop not far away from her place because it's bad place, you know, bad side of town. And what happened, she overwrote that. And instead of going to the other one that's kind of far, she took this one because it's near. And when she came out from the store, a person hit her from the back on the head and stole the purse. And she was not happy. She came and told the minister, and she said, I don't know. I quote Psalms 91. You cannot override the Holy Spirit with the scripture. I quote Psalms 91 this morning. And the minister said, did you have any witness not to go there? Yeah, I had, but I quote Psalm 91. See, that's the problem. You, like I said, you will never go wrong following and trusting the leading of the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge Him. I acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. You are the best director, the best guide. Help me today. Now, many people are in the wrong place at the wrong time. You've got accidents going on. People are hurting. And many have said, I knew I was not supposed to go there. I knew I was not supposed to do that or say this or invest in that. But yeah, it's 70% off sale. You don't need a reason to say no. The answer is always a no unless God says yes. You know, Janie and I, we had this couple ask us one time, and the lady said to us, are you guys still at Rhema? Like, yeah, we're still there. And she said, you know, there's a time that you need to stop going to school and come out and do your own ministry, start a church. It's time for you to come and start a church. Now, all that sounds good, but we did not have any witness to do it. Therefore, we did not jump up and say, yeah, Jenny, ready. We're moving. We're moving. We're going to start this. No. See, the fact that you're still seeing us today is because we did not follow what somebody else has said. There was no witness on the inside to do it. But many people do that because they don't want to offend these people. They're good people. And guess what happened? You would hear people saying, but they said, they said we need to do it. You override God, who didn't say for you to do it, but you rather follow what man says. Here, when it comes to the plan of God for your life, don't let anybody tell you what that plan is. It's not their plan, it's the plan of God. Let Him tell you what that plan is. And be very careful when people say, thus says the Lord. thus says the Lord. Now, if it's thus says the Lord, it should be a confirmation of what God has already put in your heart. Oh, thus says the Lord, marry her. Marry him. Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord, for a word in season. A word in season today, a few months down the road. No, be very, now, yes, there is the real. But many times people are what? Are abusing this just to get what they want. So be very careful with thus says the Lord. When it comes to the plan of God, hear from the one who owns the plan. Don't let any minister or anybody tell you what that plan is. And so we didn't do what the, you know, we love the people and all that. We didn't disrespect them, but we knew in our heart we need a witness to do this. Because this is huge. This is huge. Hallelujah. There was a couple that I know, I don't want to mention names, but they pack up the family, move to America, and, you know, based on, you know, we need to go there and minister. Struggle, struggle, struggle. Couldn't find a place. I mean, almost to the point where live on the streets. But God never. You see, many times people do their own thing, and then they ask God to bless their thing. God never blessed somebody's. He only blesses his things, what he leads people to do. Thank you, Lord. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus says. And the voice of God is going to sound familiar to you. Now, it may be new to your mind, and it be, you know, but in your heart, it's very familiar. It's the same spirit that led you to come and give your life to the Lord. It's the same spirit that has been trying to lead you and guide you all this time. So it's going to be familiar to you. And we do not want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. When we do what he tells us to do, we can fully expect his keeping power. Being outside of the will of God is a place where we are vulnerable and a place where we can be giving the devil opportunities. You know what happens over there in the Old Testament when the Lord brought them out? I mean, it was like this. They were under God's hand, protection. But when they didn't believe God and trust God, God didn't have to do much. All God had to do is what? Remove his hand. Guess what? They're now vulnerable to all these poisonous snakes. That's all God had to do is take his hand, and now we're in trouble. Stay in the will of God and stay under God's protection. Follow what he has asked you to do. It's the best place for you to be. Amen. Best place for you to be is the will of God. It may not seem right in your mind, and it may not seem right in your eyes, but I'm telling you, it's the best place to be. There's protection, there's provision. God will guide you. See, the devil is looking for opportunity to devour us, to steal, kill, and if we are more aware of the leading of the Holy Spirit, and we follow those leading, we are not giving the devil those opportunities. Devil will set up something here and something over there. And if we follow the leading of God, that's God steering you away from the traps of the devil. So what we want to do is we want to frustrate the devil. Hallelujah. The enemy, because we keep missing his setup. He's scratching his head. Why? We keep missing it. Why? Because we've been following the leading of God, and God is what? Steering you away, steering you over here, steering you over there. Hallelujah. Anybody ever played chess before? I mean, you know which way to go. And so this other person is trying to make a move, but over there, he's trying to think your moves. And your move is kind of hard to think because you're planning on one hop. And that one hop, guess what? Bang, 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 bang. Anybody as good as I am playing? No, hallelujah. see the devil is trying to figure out God's way, and you've been following the leading, he's going bang, missing over here, missing over there, missing over here, keep missing over there, and he's scratching his head. That's what we need to do, frustrate the devil. By how? How do we do that? By following the leading of the Spirit of God inside you. Now, one of the things that we need to do is feeding our spirit. Feeding our spirit. How do we do that? Well, not only we feed with the word, but also praying in the Holy Ghost. These are some exercise to exercise this part of your body. Praying the Holy Ghost a lot. Paul says, I pray in the Holy Ghost more than you all. Brother Haken says, he found out that the less he prays in the Holy Spirit, the less manifestation of the Holy Spirit that he will experience. But the more he prays in the Holy Ghost, the more of the manifestation of the Spirit of God. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, your own private time, you can pray in the Holy Ghost while washing the dishes, pray in the Holy Ghost while doing the laundry, pray in the Holy Ghost while cutting the grass, pray in the Holy Ghost while driving. You don't have to wait until you come to church on Sunday or Friday to do that. You can do it every day. You can do it the whole day. Hallelujah. And that's you exercising that spirit part of you. The part of you that is spirit. We know how to exercise the physical part. Well, this is how you exercise the spiritual part. It's not only feeding on the word of God, but also praying in the Holy Spirit. Worship the Lord. Glory to God. That's some exercise for your spirit. Thank you, Lord. As I come to a close tonight, go to Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20, verse 5. It says, counsel in the heart of man is like water in a deep well, but a man of understanding draws it out. The Message Bible says, knowing what is right is like deep water in the heart. A wise person draws from the well within. There is a well within you. The answers are in you. The directions are in you. All you got to do now is what? It's like when you go to a well, you throw down the bucket. And then you what? You bring those answers out. You bring that thing out. It's in you. You don't have to look far. I say you don't have to look far. Look inside you for that direction. It's in you. Thank you, Lord. So don't yield to a spirit of fear and pressure. He is the Spirit of your Father, the Spirit of His Son, the Spirit of peace, Spirit of power, Spirit of love, and a sound mind. Sound mind. Love. Not fear, not pressure. Love, peace, and sound mind. Glory to God. This is who we need to look for. So now we know that God is not going to lead us by our flesh and by our feelings and emotions, nor by our intellect. He is going to lead us by the Holy Spirit communicating to our spirit. And if you're going to make some decisions this week, don't look outside, look inside. Business people, if you're about to hire somebody, look in. They might have all these CVs and all this stuff. Look inside. If there's a witness to hire, hire. If there's no witness, don't wait. Wait. See, this is why we miss it, because we act too quickly. Step back. Go before the Lord. Lord, help me. Lead me. I need somebody. Is this the right person to hire? You've got all this. The CV looks great. Everything looks great. Everything looks fine. But is this the right person? Hallelujah. In any army, God wants to be involved in all the little stuff in your life. Even shopping. I told my wife, can I have some money? I want to buy a drill. because I want to do some work. And there was a drill I saw at the Chinese shop. It was almost 300. So I rushed over there to buy it. And while I was looking at it, I opened the box, look at it. It's one of the brand that is well-known, Makita. Everything looks Makita. The writing is Makita. The color is Makita. Everything. But there was something not quite right about it. And I was looking, and the time is clicking. And the girl said, "Do you want it?" "No, is there any other?" "No, that's it." "Okay, well, maybe another time." So I hop in the car, rush back to Bluebird. And I went in, looked for something, and I said to the guy, "Do you have any drill?" And the guy said, "Yeah, we have a drill." "How much?" "105. From 300, almost 300, to 105, I got a good drill. Well, guess what? Bought it. Can the Holy Spirit help you shop? Yes. Ladies? Yes. Men? But I wonder. Listen. Listen to the leading on the inside. My wife, she can tell the story. We were at the one place we're looking for. What was it that we were looking for? Some appliance that we were looking for. But, you know, the price was high. But also, there was no witness to purchase it. Well, we went down to another shop. They had the same exact stuff, and we had the release on the inside. That's it. Hallelujah. He can help you. He can help you. Even the littlest thing in your life, he can help. The school that you want to take your sons to, maybe looking for a job and all that. The Holy Spirit, the spirit of adoption, the spirit of peace, the spirit that make you feel comfortable, can help you do that. Why don't we stand on our feet? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just close your eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Just lift up our hands to him. Let's just praise him tonight. Let's thank God for the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, that you have given us the spirit of adoption. You did not give us a spirit of bondage to fear, but a spirit of love, a spirit of power, and a sound mind. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Let's go ahead and sing.
Oh, I yield myself to the Holy Spirit.
Testimony tonight.
I yield myself to the Holy Spirit. I yield myself to the unction of God. I yield myself to the Holy Spirit. I let
myself to the Holy Spirit.
I yield myself to the Holy Spirit. I yield myself to the unction of God. I yield myself to the Holy Spirit. I let
opportunity with every eyes closed tonight. If you have not accepted Jesus, your Lord and Savior, tonight is a good night to do that. And when you do, the Spirit of the Living God will come and dwell in you. Anybody here tonight have not made that decision? Don't be shy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, you know what? Why don't we pray this prayer? Repeat after me. Say, Father God, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. Take my place. Erase all of my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Jesus, I declare tonight, you are my Savior and my Lord. Come into my heart. Thank you, Lord. Let's worship him. Thank you, Father. If you pray that prayer from your heart, welcome to the family of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. Now, if you are sick tonight and if you want us to pray for you, lay hands on you, please come forth as we see. Thank you, Lord. Body, we command you to leave in Jesus' name. body, lungs, be healed in Jesus' name. Breathe, breathe in Jesus' name. Clear in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. God's in this place tonight. And He wants to do things. He wants to heal. He wants to set you free. Glory to God. And you need to stay in faith. When you hear Him saying you're healed, guess what? Believe it. You are healed. No matter how you feel, no matter what's going on in your body, believe that you are healed. That you are healed tonight. Why don't we sing this song as we worship and we'll get ready to go home. Oh, thank you, Lord. I believe
you're my healer. I believe you are all I need.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We believe, Lord.
I believe you're
times, and I believe, oh, I believe,
I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for tonight. Thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit, oh Lord. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies tonight. Thank you, Lord, for giving answers and directions. Oh Lord, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. We know what to do. We have the mind of Christ. We have the spirit of the greater one within us, leading us and guiding us. Father, we thank you so much for all the good things that we have received tonight, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, and everyone say, amen, amen, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you. Please come back next Friday. Bring a friend. Any other announcements? No? God bless you. Don't forget, look for the witness on the inside this weekend and the rest of the week. So far, so forth.